KORN News Radio Sports on this Friday, December 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The World Cup soccer draw takes place later today. It'll feature four debuting teams, including the countries of Jordan, Curacao, Uzbekistan, and Cape Verde. The World Cup has been expanded to 48 teams. It'll run next year from June 11th to July 19th across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. All top 11 ranked teams have qualified, with Italy among the 22 countries in playoffs for the final spots. Argentina, led by Lionel Messi, looking for back-to-back World Cup titles. The matches will be held at 16 sites, with attendance expected to break records. FIFA has announced ticket prices ranging from as low as $60 all the way to over $6,700 for single tickets. Kansas State has hired former quarterback and current Texas A&M offensive coordinator Colin Klein as their next head football coach. The move Thursday night comes one day after Chris Klieman abruptly announced his retirement after seven seasons of leading the Wildcats. Klein will continue to work with Texas A&M during the college football playoff this month. He agreed to a five-year deal with an average salary of $4.3 million. This will be his first head coaching job. Meanwhile, Penn State still looking for a head football coach. Looks like they've zeroed in on Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. He has emerged as the focus of the Nittany Lions head coaching search. Penn State, according to sources, is in discussions with Campbell about its vacancy after initiating contact with him on Wednesday. Penn State shifted their attention to other candidates after BYU coach Kalani Sitake chose to remain with the Cougars and agreed to a long-term contract extension on Tuesday. LeBron James's streak of scoring double digits in every game he's ever played ended last night. Lakers defeat Toronto 123-120. LeBron finished with 8 points. He had scored at least 10 points in all 1,297 career games. LeBron had a chance to extend that record on the final possession, but he passed the ball to Rui Hachimura, and Hachimura had a three-pointer that sealed the win as time expired. Now, leading the Lakers last night was Austin Reeves, who had 44 points, including 22 in the third quarter. 9 college football games this weekend. They are all for conference championships. A few have playoff implications. Tonight, number 25th-ranked James Madison takes on Troy for the Sun Belt Championship. That's at 6 p.m. on ESPN. James Madison, with a win, has an outside shot to get into the college football playoff. Also tonight, it's the American Conference Championship between number 20 Tulane and number 24 North Texas. That's at 7 p.m. on ABC. The winner of that one will qualify for the college football playoff. Then 5 games on Saturday. Starts with the Big 12 Championship between number 4 Texas Tech and number 11 BYU, 11 a.m. on ABC. Texas Tech firmly in the field at number 4, while the 11 seed BYU needs a win to advance. SEC title game is a rematch from earlier this season as number 3 Georgia takes on the 9 seed Alabama, 3 p.m. at ABC. We'll see if Alabama can still get into the playoff with a loss. The Big Ten championship game is number 1 versus number 2, Ohio State and Indiana. That's at 7 p.m. on Fox. And then the ACC championship game between 17th-ranked Virginia and unranked Duke is at 7 p.m. on ABC. If Virginia wins, they'll be in the playoff. If Duke wins, their playoff future is uncertain as the Blue Devils enter the game with just a 7-5 record. We will know coming up here Sunday at noon what the college football playoff looks like this year. For more sports, check us out online all the time, KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.